3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing? I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Lowdown. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things New York Jets related. And today, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know. Now, we had a different podcast lined up. I had a different podcast lined up. I am recording this aptly on the bye week because I wanted to really give the Jets, and I'm not just saying Zach Wilson, I'm saying the Jets in general, the New England game, which, hey, that was a game. We've seen that happen. And then you go and have Buffalo at home, arguably the juggernaut in the AFC, and you win 20-17. Now, this podcast was originally supposed to be themed around Zach Wilson, if he's the guy, if, you know, this team is truly the Jets we had them to be casted as. So I want to talk about a few things. And honestly, the day I picked to record this, we got news today or yesterday that Elijah Moore is now being moved to the slot. I assume Garrett Wilson and Corey Davis are working the outside with Berrios and Elijah Moore maybe fixing the slot position. You could go four wide and run Davis, Moore, Berrios, and Wilson on the outside. Oh, my. That would be a passing attack. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves here. I want to talk about Zach Wilson. I was watching the New England game, and I couldn't have been more scared for this team. You know, we're coming off losing Breece Hall, AVT, and everyone was just kind of like, all right, you know, we got James Robinson, so it's next man up. Overall, and this isn't me being biased, this is just what I've heard through the headlines that week and just overall perception of this team, the Jets are better than the Patriots roster-wise. Wouldn't say coaching, because Bill is Bill. We all know that. But that game, the Jets were supposed to win. They should have won, I'll put it that way. But Zach Wilson kept trying to be the hero. And of course, at BYU, he was known to be the gunslinger, kind of just wing it and really hope for the best. And, you know, he didn't shy away from making those throws. But again, doing that cost the team, I believe, on the day he had 3 picks. Yeah, on the day, Zach Wilson had 355 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and he was 20 for 41. Now, I did say in the previous podcast, Zach Wilson had to go out there and throw the ball. Of course, that's what Bill was going to force him to do because he doesn't have Breece Hall. He needed to step up, and the team just 41 attempts, 41 passing attempts, and he made 20 of them. 3 INTs. Now, there was one to the sideline, which was kind of mired in controversy, where it was the corner out of bounds. Zach Wilson was trying to throw it out of bounds on that play. It didn't make it. And then there was just 2 boneheaded, you know, trying to make a play, and he just forced it. So we lose to the Patriots that game. The score was 22-17. Now, moving on through that week, the talk was, is Zach Wilson the guy? You know, he had the comments after the game, it just gets frustrating to throw the ball away. And the whole consensus by all the pros in the industry said, Zach Wilson needs to know that he can either use his legs to run a little bit, you know, don't be foolish, don't try to get yourself hurt out there, but use your legs, or just throw it away or take the sack. Live to see another down. Zach Wilson can do this. Honestly, it's immaturity. It's him really just trying to say, I need to put this team on my back. It's about me. And that's not in a selfish way. That's more or less just him putting on a lot of pressure all on himself. So I didn't really want to get into, is Zach a bust? Is he this? Is he that? Because honestly, it's too early to tell. And then the Buffalo Bills game happened. His stat line for this game, 18 of 25, 154 yards, a touchdown, no INTs. Of course, in this game, Garrett Wilson had 92 yards. You know, he was really spreading the ball around to people like Denzel Mims. So that's also an underrated storyline out of the Jets. The emergence of Denzel Mims really coming up clutch in those plays. There's another instance here where we're talking about Elijah Moore not getting targeted, but he's going to be moved to the slot, so maybe something comes about it. But the thing from this game that didn't really include our offense at all, it was straight defense. This defense is ready to win now. Now, on the first drive of the game, Jordan Whitehead gets an INT from an uncharacteristic INT from Josh Allen. He undercut a route to the tight end. I think it was Knox or somebody along those lines. I think he just didn't see him, which was weird. Like, he was just clear as day. He was underneath. But the Jets caused a turnover. Of course, you know, Josh did his thing. He ran for a decent amount. I believe he had 86 yards on the day, and he had two rushing touchdowns. There was that long one where he just took off, and, you know, that's Josh Allen. That is what he does. That is why you drafted him. And I want to also talk about later on in the game, you know, that final drive where the Jets go, they march down the field. They run it down the Bills' throat. They took, that was the fourth quarter Jets we've gotten in our wins on the road and over Miami, where they just stepped on the gas and said, no, we are taking control of this game. Also, on the previous drive where Buffalo was marching, Zach Wilson gets hit, fumbles. I just don't think that's on him. It was Von Miller who got the strip sack. Honestly, at that point, it's just our right tackle getting beat. And Von Miller being Von Miller. He's a phenomenal defensive player. Now, what is happening here is the Jets defense is turning up. Quinnen Williams is having a year. Now, defensive player of the year? I don't know. But I was looking on Twitter, and apparently Quinnen is on pace, if not already there, putting up numbers for when Aaron Donald won Defensive Player of the Year, his first time. I believe it was a few years ago. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finish the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe. B-L. Sauce Gardner comes up with a pick. Again, just phenomenal. Sauce has paid off in spades. If he doesn't win Defensive Rookie of the Year, I really don't know what to tell you guys. I firmly believe that, and that's just looking at it objectively through the lens of who is the best defensive rookie. Now, you might go Woolen, and I think there's an argument there. But it's the fact that Sauce has come up in those key moments, like the game on the line, and this is multiple times he's done this. Now, for the people saying, oh, it was defensive pass interference, Gabe Davis pushed off. He extended his arm, and hey, I think the refs at that point said they were fighting the whole route, let the players decide who wins this game. Which is fine. I'm for it. Like I want them to just play. But yeah. Sauce Gardner has been lights out. Now people are getting ahead of themselves and saying he's the second coming of Revis, with, you know, there was a quote today that said he plays like Revis, but he's in Cromartie's body. Being long, can really get around the receiver, so hey. Just back it up every week and you'll get that title soon enough. Now, heading into the bye week, it's good that we have New England off the bye. You can really hunker down, get your game plan in place. You're going to Foxborough and you really need to make a statement here. Build off your momentum. You just beat the Bills, the top team in the AFC East. Top team in the AFC, arguably, but who's to say? So I'm going to be looking forward to that. But now there is chatter. Of course, we're at the midway point of the season. Playoffs. We're bringing up that word. I honestly don't know. This team can go either way. And let's see who we're playing after New England. We're playing Chicago. Justin Fields is emerging. Again, 50-50 there. Jets versus the Vikings. That offense, Kirk Cousins, Justin Jefferson, need I say more? You know, and then we got Buffalo again. Who knows with Josh Allen? Need I say, I think that hit that Bryce Huff had that caused the fumble, He had something wrong with his elbow. No one really knows. People are saying he's week to week, but apparently he's fine. I don't know. He was really grasping at that elbow and at that arm. It really worries me. I hope he gets better soon, because after seeing what happened with him playing Kansas City last year, I don't know. I feel for the guy. You really do. He's a good player. But getting back to our schedule here, Detroit. Honestly, I don't know. They just beat Green Bay, but apparently everyone has, so I'm not going to touch that. Jacksonville, maybe. Seattle, the emergence of Geno Smith again. Like, who would have thought we'd be talking about Geno Smith? But hey, happy for the guy. Happy for the guy. And then we end the season at Miami. Talk about a pivotal game. Tua is back. That team is humming. The Miami Dolphins are good when Tua is in. That's just plain and simple. Can't ignore it. The Dolphins are good. Could the Jets at this point be fighting for a wild card spot? Very well could. I believe right now, and let's get the playoff picture here. As it stands right now, we are the 5 seed in the AFC East. We're in a wild card, but we will be facing the 4 seed, the Tennessee Titans. Honestly, I think that's where I want to stay. I really, really think that's where I want to stay. Now, you know, the 6 seed is the Dolphins versus the Chargers. It would be interesting to see, because I don't really foresee us winning out just because we're playing really good teams. If we get bumped down to the 6 or 7 seed, we just got to keep New England at bay too, because they're behind us 5-4. Bengals are 5-4. So the AFC is really, really tight. So we just got to keep winning. But could there be a game in Miami or at Los Angeles? Potentially. Potentially, but that Miami game at the end of the year is suddenly a lot more enticing. I think that game is yet to be decided on a time, so could that get flexed to primetime if the Jets are fighting for a playoff spot or something along those lines? I don't know, but hey, it's worth it. But number five, going against the Titans. I'd honestly prefer if we play the Titans at this point, but that's neither here nor there. I'm getting too far ahead of myself, week by week. Now, I guess I'm doing some backtracking here as well, but that New England game had so much hype, so much emotion behind it. I think that's why a lot of fans were really upset, me included, really upset that we lost to New England, but we beat ourselves. If Zach didn't have those turnovers, if Jonathan Franklin Myers didn't have that roughing the passer, that would have been a pick six. Game would have been different. I think the theme here is Zach Wilson doesn't need to be this flashy, like Mahomes-esque, just making all the throws and just bombing it, you know, that type of guy. I think the defense is good enough where Zach Wilson just needs to manage the game and not turn the ball over. You've seen that Sunday at Buffalo. He didn't turn the ball over. That fumble is a fumble, but that's Von Miller coming at you. Blindside hit as well, so, you know, that's kind of up to fate at that point. But yeah, Zach Wilson just needs to manage the game, and the Jets are a serious contender in the AFC just because of the defense. DJ Reed and Sauce Gardner can arguably be the top corner tandem in the NFL. That's saying something. It's just crazy to say right now, especially retrospective, the start of the season. You know, it was just all about winning five games, and here we are talking playoffs, talking best defense compared to last year. We were like 31st. It's crazy. Crazy time. Now, as the season goes on, if any big storylines develop around the Jets, we'll hop back on here and do another pod. But things are good. Things are insanely well in the area of the New York Jets, and I'm just excited about it. You know, it's really great to get the recognition now, to be viewed as a threat. All the years you're viewed as the laughingstock of the NFL, and now people are kind of scared to play you, but that's neither here nor there. I have been Kalo. I gave you the lowdown on all things New York Jets related. If you like what we do here, go check out the Get Comfy Game Break and Get Comfy podcast every Sunday and Friday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then this show, the Get Comfy Lowdown, debuts every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same time, same place. The Believe Podcast Network. But we'll see you guys next time.